Thrill Me.
This show is part of the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Experience more on Facebook and YouTube.
Let's get rocking!
It's time for the Metal Groove.
We're fighters for truth, justice, and the American way.
A podcast dedicated to music.
Party on, dude!
Extreme close up!
Here's your metal host.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Tombstone Josh.
I'm your Huckleberry.
What's up, everybody, and welcome into the latest edition of the Metal Groove Podcast. That's right, you are tuned in to the Thrill Me Podcast Network. I'm your host, Tombstone Josh. Welcome into the show. Happy Metal Monday, but also happy Halloween, everybody out there. I hope you're having an awesome day, eating those sweet treats, watching some scary movies, and just enjoying this awesome time of year. But let's get ready to kick this week right in the face like it deserves. And we're going to do that today with an awesome show, man. But first, let's talk about the weekends. I hope everybody had a cool weekend, had a nice, chill weekend. I know I did. Did some good family stuff, got some pumpkin-y stuff done, watched some scary movies. It was a good time. But also, my band, Time and Pressure, was a part of two awesome shows. The first one I want to talk about is there was a musical memorial for Charleston musician Mark Tolbert this past Sunday. Was a great time. A lot of friendly faces out there. We were invited to play a couple songs. Was an absolute pleasure. Was so glad that we were a part of it. And thank you to them for inviting us out there to play. But yeah, we went out there. We played a nice little 5-song set. It was great. It was tight. The vibe, I felt like, was awesome. It kind of rushed by really quick, but the crowd really dug it. They enjoyed us. And that's pretty much what it's all about, man. If you can go up there, have fun, play some good music, but entertain the crowd. I feel like that's my goal, and I feel like we nailed it, man. So that was a good time. Thank you to the people out there that put on that benefit and that memorial, man. Thank you guys so much. It was awesome. And then the main event for the weekend, we played a place called Tracy's Two, one of our favorite places to play. It's a cool vibe. The crowd is normally awesome, and this weekend was no exception, man. They had a Halloween party costume contest thing, man. So that was really awesome. There's a lot of people out there in some great costumes. Me personally, I was dressed up as Robin Hood. It's a good go-to for me. I enjoy Robin Hood Men in Tights movies, one of my favorites, so I had no problem doing that. The booties that come with that costume, though, a little annoying. Kind of hard to drum in, but I got through it. And but yeah, so I was Robin Hood. Our singer, I believe she was Morticia Adams. I forgot to ask, but that was definitely the vibe she was putting out there. Our friend Asia was out there. She was kind of this voodoo queen. She had this killer cane. I mean, she looked awesome, man. So I don't know exactly what she was. I didn't ask. But hey, she looked awesome. That's what counts. There was a couple girls out there that were the twins from The Shining. They looked awesome. As far as the costume contest winners, there was a dude that looked exactly like a Viking. Like, that was, like, the helmet alone was like, hey, I'm a freaking Viking. Look at me. But no, he won. And when he said what he said it was a caveman. I was like, I don't know if I've ever seen a caveman wearing a horned helmet. But whatever, dude. Hey, you won. Good for you. Then the female version of it was won by a lady that was a spot-on doppelganger for Peg Bundy. She nailed it. The shorts, the hair, the top, everything. She looked perfect. I'm glad she won. She looked incredible. The couple's costume contest was won by these killer clowns. They're kind of creepy. But hey, they matched. They won. It is what it is. Hey. Shout-out to all those people that won the costume contest. Shout-out to my fellow band members for putting on a kick-ass show. We had a great time. I hope the crowd did as well. At least it seemed like they did. There's a lot of people that were into it. There was a cowboy out there. I believe I saw just a lot of great costumes. I can't remember all of them off the top of my head, but I think there's a cowboy, a cowgirl. Some of our friends came dressed up as Cruella de Vil and a Dalmatian. That was pretty hilarious. But all in all, it was a really great time. And I appreciate it, man. Good times as always playing with the band. Good times as always getting out there and hanging out with people. Shout out to everybody that came out to see us. Thank you. But let's get some business out of the way. You are tuned into the Thrill Me Podcast Network, like I said earlier. Thank you guys so much for checking us out. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. come on over to our YouTube page. Give us a like and subscribe there. That's where all of our good, goofy, silly videos are going on. Some of the podcast episodes are on there as well. But all of our podcasts can for sure be found on any podcatcher that you find out there. The lineup is this show, The Metal Groove, The Review at Rob Show, The Mr. Wonderful Show, and Proper Guidance. And then the main event, Haunters Podcast, kicks off this network every week with their awesomeness, man. So shout out to my brothers in the podcast here. Shout out to all you guys out there. Come support us, man. It'd be great times. We appreciate it. Okay, this week's episode, I wanted to dive into a tribute, talk about, you know, probably one of the most underrated guitarists of all time, mainly because a couple articles lately have come out talking about rumors. If he was going to be retiring, who would be taking his spot? We've been following those rumors over the past couple weeks, and now they are all officially official. Mick Mars is retiring, and filling his spot is going to be John 5. Okay, so we've been talking about this rumor for a couple weeks now. I feel like John 5 is going to be the perfect replacement for it. Not only is he a phenomenal guitarist, he fits that weird kind of aspect that they have going on. You know, he does his face paint. Tommy Lee likes to do face paint sometimes. Mick Mars always looks awesome. So I think he's going to fit into the band perfectly. You know, he's going to nail the songs. He's going to put his own spin on it. It's going to be awesome. So I'm looking forward to it. But as far as for this week's show, is going to be a thank you, Mick. That's what the show is going to be this week. So thank you to Mick Mars. I want to talk about his start. I want to talk a couple articles that came out. And just do that, man. So I think that's going to be the idea for the show today. But first, let's kick the show off in an awesome fashion. I'm going to play what is probably my favorite Motley Crue song. And I'm going to play the live version of it because I don't want Nikki Sixx coming after me. Hey, he's probably not going to hear this anyways because he has me blocked out on Twitter. But whatever, dude, it is what it is. We're going to dive into the song Livewire, Crank It. This song is badass. And we'll be back to celebrate the man, Mick Mars. I break through the wall, my denial. Welcome back into the show to all of you out there that were able to endure that singing by Vince Neil. So if you're able to power through and make it to this side of the song, I hope you enjoyed at least a musical part of that. We all know Vince isn't the best singer, but hey, that song is awesome. I enjoy it. That double kick by Tommy Lee always gets me, man. And the riff, of course, that riff is phenomenal. So I was talking to some of my fellow friends, some of my fellow musicians that are guitar players, are just fans of Motley Crue themselves. And I was like, hey, do you guys have any solos that stick out to you as some of your favorites of Mick Mars? And a few of them said, hey, you know, he's not really known for his solos. He's kind of a riff master. And that song right there is proof of it right there. He does have some killer riffs. He's a legend when it comes to riffs. But I'm going to be giving my list of solos, and then I'll bring out some of the ones my friends have mentioned as well. But let's just talk about the man himself. Mr. Mick Mars was born Robert Allen Deal in 1951. So he's up there, and I appreciate him and everything he's done, but I have no problem with him retiring. I'm sure with his health issues and just his age, he is ready to relax and enjoy the fruits of his labor. So good on him, man. But he is professionally known as Mick Mars. He's an American musician and lead guitarist, co-founder of the heavy metal band Motley Crue. He is known for his aggressive melodic solos and bluesy riffs. That is exactly right, man. Mars was born in Indiana. His family moved out to California. He relocated to California. He dropped out of high school, began playing guitar in a series of unsuccessful bands throughout the 70s. Started using the name Zorky Charlemagne and occasionally taking on menial day jobs. One of the bands, White Horse, had a vocalist named Mickey Mars, who inspired the later name change. The name Motley Crue came about after Mars remembered someone referring to an old band he was in as a motley-looking crew. So, hey, man, give him credit for that awesome name there. After nearly a decade of frustration with the California music scene, he reinvented himself, changing his name from Robert Deal to Mick Mars, dyeing his hair jet black. Around April of 1980, he put out an ad in the newspaper Recycler describing himself as a loud, rude, aggressive guitar player. Nikki Sixx and Tommy Lee, who were putting together a new band, would soon become Motley Crue, contacted him and hired him after hearing him play. If any of you guys have seen the Dirt movie, I mean, you kind of get the backstory there. You kind of get that kind of cool persona that he pulls on and kind of just like this, just this awesome guy, man. He just kind of has this no bullshit attitude. He's just awesome, man. So if you haven't seen the movie, go check it out. But if you have seen the movie, you know what they're talking about here, giving a little bit of the backstory. Mick Mars has been the guitarist for Motley Crue ever since. In 2015, he played with the band on what was reported at the time to be the final tour. Soon after, it was announced he would be working on a solo album. And so good for him, man. Mars has contributed songwriting to John LeCemp, the former member of Evanescence, and other band members. Mars plays guitar on the title track of Hendrix's 2008 album, Take It to the Limit. In November 2019, Mars released a new song, The Way I'm Wired, with Black Smoke Trigger. Mars was also featured on the hit single Outlaws and Outsiders by Corey Marks. On October 26, 2022, Mars announced his retirement from touring with Motley Crue. The next day, Motley Crue confirmed that John 5 would be his replacement. So that is just a rundown of his life and time. But he has been with Motley Crue. That has been his main staple. It is hard to think of a member of a band, the lead guitarist being the most underrated member of a band, but it does feel like it when it comes to Mick Mars here. You know, people are always going to think Tommy Lee, Vince Neil, Nikki Sixx, but if you think about what kind of held the band together, like we know Nikki Sixx writes some incredible songs, but as far as that glue, that clay that just holds everything together and kind of this awesome, what encapsulates what was cool about Motley Crue, I think is Mick Mars riffs, man. So let's talk a little bit about some of these other things that I found for you guys. Motley Crue's Nikki Sixx explains decision to hire John 5 as Mick Mars' replacement, simply saying he checks all the boxes. Motley Crue's Nikki Sixx has praised the band's new guitarist, John 5, saying he checks all the boxes as Mick Mars' replacement following the latter's decision to no longer tour with the legendary rock act. Sixx commented on John 5's addition to the crew while answering fan questions on Twitter. I wouldn't know because he blocked me. Asked why the band chose John 5, who is one of the credited co-writers on three original songs for the crew's The Dirt. Golly, I'm tripping all over this. He checks all the boxes. He's an insane player, has respect for our music,
is funny as fuck and has history with us, and we have written some pretty big hits together. Six also addresses Mars' announcement that he is retiring from touring because of his long struggle with degenerative disease. He's been a soldier along with us for 4 decades, Nikki said about his longtime bandmate. We will continue to be carrying on our legacy to generations of fans and honor Mick's request to keep touring as Motley Crue. In addition to co-writing the 3 songs on the Dirt, John 5 collaborated with 6 and Desmond Child on Meat Loaf's The Monster Is Loose. Last year, 6 and John 5 launched a L.A. Rats supergroup in which they were joined by Rob Zombie and drummer Tommy Kleftos. The 71-year-old Mars, whose real name is Robert Allen Deal, served as Motley Crue's lead guitarist since its inception in 1981. A day after Mick announced his retirement from touring, remaining members 6, Vince Neil, and drummer Tommy Lee vowed to continue the legacy. While change is never easy, we accept Mick's decision to retire from the band due to challenges with his health. We have watched Mick manage his disease for decades, and he has always managed it with utmost courage and grace. To say enough is the ultimate act of courage. Mick's sound helped define Motley Crue from the minute he plugged in his guitar to our very first rehearsal together. The rest, as they say, is history. We'll continue to honor his musical legacy. The statement continued, we'll carry out Mick's wish and continue to tour with the world as planned in 2023. No doubt will it take an absolutely outstanding musician to fill Mick's shoes, so we are grateful that our friend John 5 has agreed to come on board and join us moving forward. We'll see all the crew heads out there on the road. John 5 said, I am honored to carry Mick's legacy and I'm looking forward to playing these songs. In his statement, Mick said that he had decided to step back from live shows due to his ongoing painful struggle, and while he will continue to be a member of the band, he cannot handle the rigors of the touring life. Statement read, Mick Mars, co-founder and lead guitarist of heavy metal band Motley Crue, for the past 41 years, announced today that he is due to his ongoing struggle. He will no longer be able to tour with the band. Mick will continue as a member of the band, but can no longer handle the rigors, like I just said. John 5's involvement with Motley Crue as the band's new guitarist was first reported by Metal Sludge. There have been tons and tons of fans coming out showing support for not only Mick retiring, but showing support and appreciation for the music that he's brought into the world. So many of them. A word that kept coming up often I saw was authentic, real, appreciative, cool, aggressive. Those are just some of the key words that came up whenever you talk about Mick Mars and what he meant to that era. I can't say it enough. He just feels like one of those guys that was, you know, underrated, man. So not only did a ton of fans come out and show support and thank you and, you know, just to congratulate him on his retirement, but also some famous people and other musicians have come out as well. I want to read a few of those. The first one we're going to start with here is his Eddie Trunk. Not a big fan of Eddie Trunk, but what he means to that particular era of music cannot be denied. But Eddie Trunk says, wishing the best to Mick Mars, a great guy and super underrated guitarist. Mick seemed to be very conflicted at Motley Crue breaking up to their No More Tours deal. So not surprising as they go forward, he can't do it given his health. All the best to Mick. Nita Strauss, it was a real privilege watching Mick Mars play his ass off nightly on the Alice Motley tour. It was clear to all of us that he was in pain and he stood and delivered night after night in circumstances when most people would have given up. Much, much respect. And that's one thing that I'll go ahead and say about Mick Mars is even though he was going through those struggles, you couldn't tell from his playing. His tone was still crisp. His riffs were still great. He sounded amazing. His playing didn't seem to struggle at all, man. So Mick Mars was powering through and giving it his all, man. You could tell how much he loved the music. He loved the band. He loved the fans. And, you know, I feel like that can't be said enough. Even the Iron Sheik said on Twitter, God bless Mick Mars. He was the one real guitarist of Motley Crue. You know, his tweets are weird. But, you know, him just showing support is cool, I think. Ricky Rackman. Anybody remember Ricky Rackman? He goes on to say, I spent a lot of time with Motley Crue back in the day. No matter how much time I was with the band, I spoke little to Mick Mars. He would make a funny, dark comment here and there, but that added to his mystique, and every fan knows that band wouldn't have been the same without him. Tom Hamilton says, best wishes to Mick Mars on his retirement from Motley Crue. What a trooper to keep it going after all these years through what he was dealing with. John 5 is an excellent choice to take over. He will bring his awesome, unique style and keep those guys kicking ass, man. So shout out Mick Mars. I'll say that. And of course, we're going to wrap up the show. I'm going to give my top five solos by Mick Mars. And then I want to talk about some of the ones my friends had brought up as well. But let's dive into my silly list. And I call it a silly list because I'm not a Motley Crue enthusiast. You know what I mean? Like, I enjoy some of their songs, but I haven't had really that deep dive into their catalog. So some of these might be just popular choices, or maybe I picked them because they are awesome guitar solos. But also, let's remember that I'm just a drummer. I don't know crap when it comes to guitar playing. I just know what my ears enjoy, and these are my picks. So let's go ahead. Starting off at number five, we're going to go with this song called Drag Strip Superstar. I think the solo is awesome. The song's cool. It's not a really well-known song, but the solo is freaking phenomenal. Number four, I'm going to go with the song Knock 'Em Dead. I feel like that's a great solo as well. Take Me to the Top is going to come in at number three. Coming in at number two is going to be Primal Scream. Coming in at number one is going to be Dr. Feelgood. And that's my number one. I had to adjust my list a little bit because when I was asking so many of my friends what their favorite solo was, Home Sweet Home came up often, and I didn't want to throw that into my list. I just wanted to be a little bit different. So Home Sweet Home is one of the ones that's super appreciated. And I just want to give a shout out real quick to my brother, Mr. Review It Rob. He is a giant Motley Crue fan, man. He's been rocking Motley Crue for a long, long time. One of the albums I remember from my childhood, just being in my house, being a kid of a dad that was into, you know, heavy metal, 80s metal, just that genre of music. I feel like the album that I remember just sticking out the most was Decade of Decadence by Motley Crue, which was just a makeup of greatest hits. But I feel like that album was played all the time. I can picture the album cover in my head right now. And, you know, I just remember it being around all the time. So I can see why Motley Crue is one of my brother's favorites. So it was played all the time in our house. But he gave me a top 10. So I want to shout out him for not only putting on the work, but being able to come up with 10 of the solos. Let's run through his list real quick. Punched in the Teeth by Love, Piece of Your Action, 10 Seconds to Love, Porno Star, Take Me to the Top, Too Young to Fall in Love, Don't Go Away, I'm Mad, Just Go Away, Looks That Kill, and Dr. Feelgood. So fantastic list by my brother. If anybody knows Motley Crue, it's him. So man, shout out to him for that list right there. Then I wanted to give a couple from my guitar players, the guitar players that are in my band, Time and Pressure. First, we'll go with Dan's, Mr. Dan. We're going to go with his pick. He was also one of the guys that said Mick's strength was not his solos. It was his rhythm and badass riffs. But he gave me Smoking in the Boys' Room as one of his favorite guitar solos. And then on the other side, we got Scott, who agreed with Dan about the riffs. But he said some of his favorite solos were Dr. Feelgood and Kickstart My Heart. Fantastic. He said that Scott goes on to say that he loved how melodic Mick Mars was. So shout out to those guys. I will see you guys in a couple days when we go rock some more stages. Those were their picks. I also wanted to reach out to my friend Lee, who when he was on the show, he said that Mick Mars was in his top five favorite guitarists of all time. So I definitely wanted to ask him what one of his favorite solos was. And he said, Don't Go Away Mad, Just Go Away. That's on his list. And then also my friend Nick Thames, who I know is a giant, giant fan of Motley Crue as well. He said, Home Sweet Home. And then some of the guitar work in the song Afraid he really, really enjoys. So shout out to everybody that helped compile this awesome list of guitar solos by Mr. Mick Mars. Man, appreciate you guys so much. And then for everybody else out there that's listening, hey, go check out these songs. Listen to those solos. Crank some Motley Crue today. Why don't you go ahead and do that? Speaking of Motley Crue, I'm a fan of Motley Crue. You know, hey, I'm a fan of Tommy Lee. He's one of my influences. Maybe a Motley Crue song might turn up in a Time and Pressure set one of these days. I definitely know our singer Jennifer can nail him better than Vince Neil can, man. I can promise you that. But anyways, for this week's show, that is a wrap. I want to end with another song. This one's going to be off of Altered Bridges' new album. The song called This Is War. I want you guys to crank it up. And until next time, stay metal. that's the show for this week. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Hey, be a friend, tell a friend. Please like and share this and join us over at the Thrill Me Podcast Network on Facebook and YouTube. Be sure to check out Honor's Podcast, The Review at Rob Show, The Mr. Wonderful Show, and Zach's Speakeasy as well. This incredible lineup is brought to you by the Thrill Me Podcast Network. And hey, until next time, stay metal.